Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And happy Friday, 97.1. We are settled in for a busy show after a long day at the ballpark yesterday. 19 innings of baseball between the Tigers and Pirates. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen. No Heather Park today. Gov and Greg are both behind the glass. You heard Dustin Fioco on the updates.
Good morning, bud.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. It's weird to have a Thursday off, come back on a Friday to round out the week, but...
I didn't even have the day off, and it felt last night like yesterday was a Friday.
Yeah.
I started doing some prep yesterday during game one. I put it off. I'm like, well, I want to see what happens in game two. I got to game two, and I was like, wait a second. I totally forgot that I was supposed to send you guys some information about what we might talk about this morning because it felt like it was a Friday. I'm like, hey, the weekend's here. What am I doing?
So much happened yesterday. I know you texted us the videos from the fans getting ejected at the ballpark. We are going to spend some time on that today. I wish the player would just tell us what was said, not just it was over the line.
Yeah.
I mean, his line versus the fans' line, plus the three fans that are tossed from behind home plate. Fams pointing at him. We'll get into all of that.
Yeah, very sensitive Pirates.
Clearly. And I don't know, maybe some sauced up fans at the ballpark after 19 innings.
Oh, sure.
I don't know. We'll get into it. The games themselves. The Tigers split. They win another series. I did listen yesterday to AJ because I wanted to hear what he said about Skubal Skeens, right? That was what everybody's...
Yeah, he played that down pretty quickly. It was, hey, Scoobs, which one do you want? Game one? All right, it's yours. Which, how can you argue that?
The only thing I would say is Scoobal's then complaining about throwing in the rain. Skubal, allegedly given the choice, chose to pitch in the game where there was more rain. It would have made all the sense in the world to go, hey, if the first game's going to be a little sloppy, make that the bullpen day. Then we get Skubal Skeens to round out a long day at the ballpark that it builds, right? Primetime pitching matchup.
I get it. When you say those things after the game and it was your choice to play in that game.
Yeah.
Again, he can say what he gets a little bit of leeway because of who he is and what he's done and what he is doing. And it was a win.
Yeah, but he said he didn't pitch up to his standard.
Okay. Well, okay.
And I would just say, well, some of that's your own doing then.
All right. Well, he didn't pitch up to his standard and he still won.
Yeah. But he's walking a couple batters. He's complaining about the fact that his hat's dripping wet and they're swapping his jersey out. Okay.
Yeah, he walked a couple batters. Struck out 6, walked 3.
Yeah.
Terrible outing. I mean.
It's not what I'm saying.
Don't sign him.
It's not what I'm saying.
Trade deadline.
You know what I'm speaking on behalf of? This guy.
What? What are you? Who are you speaking on behalf of?
The fans with a capital F.
Oh, you're their voice. I'm glad they have someone like you in the morning to defend what they want.
I will be
Jim
your
Costa.
Voice.
Hey, stand on that pulpit and just let them know.
I will take up your cause, fans of Comerica Park and Metro Detroit and baseball at large. I felt cheated. I wanted Scooble Skeens.
I'm so glad the fans have you.
The only one who felt cheated, though. And Mother Nature tried with the assist. The rain out the night before, heavy rain patterns early in the morning, sprinkling into the game time. Mother Nature did everything to give us, the fans, the matchup we all wanted to see. And I might add, it would have given the Tigers a better chance to win both games yesterday, because they popped 9 on Haney in the first game. Probably could have got away with a bullpen game in game one. And then
possibly, unless they gave up home run after home run in the first inning. Oh, wait, that's what happened in the second game.
Right, but they only gave up 4 in regulation in game two, the bullpen, right? Because you got Montero in, he settles him in. If they went bullpen game one, probably win game one. Scooble goes game two, probably win game two. Because now I'm not dealing with the wet Scooble, and even him not at his best, to your point, still only gave up very little. So I felt cheated. Maybe I'm the only guy. I'm speaking for nobody today. 248-539-9797. That, among other things from yesterday's Tigers game.
I just don't know that it's that big a deal. Yeah. And Scooble, I mean, obviously it's a little bit of a different experience.
Handling wet balls?
And yes, can be. But he did just fine. He came away with a win. And Stoney and I got into it yesterday. We all wanted to see Scooble versus Skeens. But when AJ came out and the way he said it, I totally get, hey, I'm going to give it to the guy that's the reigning Cy Young Award winner. He's our stud. Well, what do you want? Not going to go against that.
AJ shouldn't manage to satiate fans.
Correct.
He shouldn't move the lineup because someone says something on Twitter. He shouldn't put a pitcher in because a radio host says so. He should run his baseball team the way he wants to run his baseball team. Having said that, with the weather forecast, which was readily available to all, throwing Scooble into that when you have the option to throw him later in the day did not make sense to me.
Well, and I know that there was a chance of rain, but the odds were in the favor of no rain, that it wasn't going to get delayed, that he wasn't going to be pitching in the rain. And I know, I mean, I'm sure he knew that Major League Baseball wanted to get that game started because as a team, they were going to have to travel last night after the game because they play in Florida today.
Yeah, it ended up being lousy for them because they ended up getting to the ballpark early for a 1:10, don't start until basically 2. And then you think, okay, well, we're going to cram these two games in real close and get it done. Oops, hour rain delay at 9 o'clock because the heavens opened up on Comerica Park. Then you got to go to extra innings on top of it. Long night plus travel. Tigers are back at it tonight in Tampa. That's not ideal for the team. They did not want it to play out that way.
No, they didn't want it to play out that way, but I'm not going to sit here and say, well, it's you know, Scooble. How dare he? How dare he want to pitch in that first game?
Is that how I sound?
Yeah, pretty much.
How dare he? Just if you know it's going to be wet, you throw your bullpen out there. Because then you know, hey, I'm switching guys every couple innings anyway.
Oh, so now it's AJ.
AJ, Scooble, whoever you want to blame. I felt cheated. We didn't get Scooble Skeens.
I didn't feel cheated. I got a chance to see Scooble Skeens. All right, that was the, you know, a little bit of bonus because you got a chance to see one of, and maybe the best pitcher in baseball right now. And I'm not going to sit there and argue between Scooble and Skeens. But you got that chance to see both of those guys. And if you went to the stadium yesterday and you were there and you left, came back for the second one, you got a chance to see who are the likely winners of both Cy Young awards.
Okay. Yeah. So at what point is the cutoff for making this decision?
I would assume the night before, probably, because you wake up as a starter with a certain routine, especially with an early game.
Yeah. So when he came on yesterday at 8:02, probably still hasn't talked to him yet or whatever. I think it's probably right after that, maybe, where you just say, hey, look.
You think like 9 a.m. is kind of the cutoff?
The forecast is starting to say, look, we might starting to delay. It was pretty confident that game was going to be delayed at the start. That the way the rain was coming in and the percentages were 90%+. I just don't know, though, if you can do that. Like you said, when the night before the starters – He's driving in. I'm starting game one. To me, it's more of a Scooble thing. I go to AJ and I say, look, just start me game two. But then does that leak and it screws the fans in game one? There's some politics going on here a little bit, maybe. I mean, they were adamant about getting
both games, yes.
But a split doubleheader yesterday. So eventually you have to name your starter.
Yeah. Yeah, to be clear, I don't know what Major League Baseball's cutoff is on that. But I would imagine you get an allowance for weather, right? I mean, if that's a valid reason to alter your starting plan.
Yeah, especially when you don't want a game to start and then he can't come back out if you have a delay.
Well, yeah, think about how mad you see Don Kelly, how mad he was in the ninth inning of game two because they threw a pitcher out there who got one out and then they went into delay. And I'm sure his frustration was, I just wasted an arm.
Oh yeah.
I warmed a guy up. I brought him in. He threw strikes. He threw pitches. We recorded an out. He's on the docket. And I can't bring him back in an hour in a game where you've already played now 18 innings.
Right.
And we're going to have to play, assuming that they did the job, a 19th inning.
Yeah.
You don't want to be wasting arms.
I think the one thing where I'll defend them both is he never came out of the spot where he was supposed to pitch this week. He was always supposed to pitch game two of the Pirates series.
Right. And it's, I mean, they stayed consistent with their rotation when he was up, and they actually offered the best pitcher in baseball the opportunity to make his decision. He made it. I'm rolling with it. And you could be as screwed as you want to be.
Well, okay, fine. Then he can blame himself for the fact that he threw into a wet and rainy 1, 2, and 3 innings.
Yeah, and it's. I mean, it's still a win.
No, I know.
Like, that's the whole goal.
But he's the one complaining.
The game.
No, hold on. You're making me the only complainer in this. Scooble was cussing up a storm and bitching about the weather. Buddy, look in a mirror. Well, that's all I'd say.
Again, it's not what you say. It's how you say it. I don't think he was screaming into the microphone like you are right now. And maybe it's just because I'm annoying the hell out of you.
Yes, which is.
That is fine.
Your lot in life, I guess. Ticket texture says 6 a.m. We already have Costa hating on a decision from the best team in baseball. Okay. Maybe it is how you say it. 248-539-9797. I love that Tom Rushton. We will get to fan behavior end of the hour. We have the open lines. And John, you ran into a situation yesterday.
I did.
We'll get to that next. 97.1.
Hey, summer is here and it's going to be really hot this weekend. Don't wait, especially since it's Friday. Noon is approaching, and I'll tell you why you need to make sure you make this decision now. Whatever you need, especially if it's AC right now, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They'll take care of yours. You can upgrade your system now and save up to $1,000. Call for details and schedule a free in-home estimate. And that's great. Here's the best thing. If you call before noon today and you don't have AC, they're going to offer you same-day service. They're going to be there. They're going to get that AC rocking and rolling. And it's going to be hot this weekend. You want more information? You want to find out how to contact them? Go to the web, mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, they busted it open in extra innings, the 19th inning of baseball yesterday at Comerica Park. And tempers were flaring towards the end. We'll get to it at 6:50.
All over the ballpark.
Four fans ejected, three behind home plate, one with the bullpen.
They gone.
Dennis Santana swinging on fans from the bullpen. Mm. We're going to talk about it at 6:50 this morning. Tigers split, which means they won the series. And we talked about the fact that there was no Scooble Skeens. It was the first thing you guys asked A.J. Hinch about yesterday. It was on everybody's mind. Could it maybe happen with the rain out Wednesday and rain in the forecast early on Thursday? Texter says it was never going to happen. Give it up already, Costa. And this one says, instead of crying about a good baseball team, go back to talking about toilet paper. I want to be happy on my Friday morning.
Yeah. Yeah. We had the over-under debate yesterday.
There's a definitive right answer.
Yeah, well, yeah, wasn't about betting.
No.
No, no. It's an over-under on the TP. And Stoney revealed something that, as you guys could assume that Stoney would reveal, that I didn't think was possible. But
what? I listened to AJ. I did not go back and listen to the whole show.
So, I mean, you can go back and listen to the segment. Greg, I don't know, Greg, if you remember when we talked about that.
Just tell me what he said. Do.
I just want to give people a chance to go back and listen to the entire thing because it's Stoney at his best. And the debate was, you know?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Okay.
So you still got time. Go back, rewind feature, Odyssey app.
It's podcasted separately. I saw it. It's like a 12-minute conversation in the show podcast.
Are you doing this on purpose, not telling us? Because that just because of what Tommy Pham and Dennis Santana did last night? Not going to explain what happened?
Crossed a line, no. But I'm not going to tell you what it was.
I'll let you know. So the debate was, you know, toilet paper roll over. Or under.
Yeah, over is the answer.
Right, yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Stoney obviously is an under guy.
Of course he is.
Right.
What?
Yes, which
I thought you were
going to
say, see whatever Cindy sets it at is what it is.
Yes, but which is proof that, you know, now we know that over is officially, you know, the right way to do it.
Yeah.
And we had somebody call in talking about the wet wipes because they have a baby and, you know, they thought, well, you know what, I'll give it a shot. They like it. They stuck with it. But you know,
you
there's
can't
no
flush them.
You can't flush them. Even if they say flushable wipes, you can't flush
Don't
them.
Do
so
it.
Stoney asked him if he went dry, wet, dry, and I kind of had the same look that you're having right now. Like, what does that mean? And so it was, you know, the regular toilet paper, wet wipe, and
toilet
then toilet paper.
Makes sense.
To I mean, I guess make sure you're dry at the end.
If you want to overcomplicate it, yeah, that would work.
Right. Well, which is what Stoney does, overcomplicates everything. And I said, Stoney, do you have the wipes, you know, next to you? He goes, no. I said, well, then how do you do the dry, wet, dry?
So he's like then getting up and then walking over and...
Oh, no. Yeah, like, so that was my question. Like, how do you moisten the toilet paper?
Did he dunk it in the water?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was a dipper.
in the toilet water?
Yeah, and I said,
Has he flushed at this point first? No, these are great questions.
These are great questions. These are the questions that I had.
You can't, okay, first of all, to do it at all is weird. To do it without flushing is psychotic. Also unsanitary.
Right, and so I said, well, Stoney, do you prepare for this before anything is in the bowl? And first of all, you have to get everything out of the way to make the dunk. And I just, my mind was blown. And he said, you know, well, sometimes, yeah. And so, you know, it just, that's where it all devolved into. And it was, it became a debate of which was more unique. Because I've talked about taking the shirt off before making sure that, you know, you were free and clear to perform your duties. And it was which is maybe more out of the norm. Shirt off or dunking in the bowl.
Oh, the dunking is way worse.
Yeah, it's way worse. Yes.
Yeah, John, yes. I've never heard of anybody taking their shirt off. That's bizarre behavior, but it's trumped significantly.
There have been a number of
doing people
who have been in your position where they never heard of it before. There are plenty of people who do the same. They've tried it and they like it. So I'm just, don't knock it till you try it. Now, give it a shot at home.
If I was to attempt this,
yes.
It's the full shirt off.
Oh, yeah. It's bare chested.
And where's the shirt going? You're like sitting on
a counter. If you're at home, you could set it on your bed, or you could hang it if you want, put it on the doorknob, whatever you want.
Steam iron it and then have it ready to go when you're done.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was the conversation. And obviously, people don't want to hear you bitch and moan about Scooble not going against Skeens.
It's a normal fan reaction. Why am I the victim for wanting a great pitching matchup?
Because you raise your voice and you get so emotional.
John, we do a 4-hour show. The next time we bring this up, I'll whisper it. Maybe that'll make a difference.
It's about the delivery.
Guys, I was really unhappy that Scooble and Skeens did not go.
Now it sounds even worse.
No, it's the accusatory nature of Scooble saying, oh, well, you should have known that the weather was going to be bad. Why did you want to pitch game one?
Well, he's the one complaining about the weather that he chose to pitch in.
The cycle repeats itself.
Sorry. Texter says, look at Scooble's perspective. Which game did he have a better chance of winning? I don't think that's how he looks at it.
No.
He wants to just stay in his routine, which I understand. And that's Texter says, if you listen to AJ, that's what the deal was. It was Scooby's choice. Imagine how bad Holton would have pitched in the rain if he had to go bullpen game one.
Yeah.
And still worried about our pitching. Even Scooble gave up 9 base runners in 5 innings to a bad team, Doug, in Rochester.
Yeah, to a team that has not had a lot of base runners. But, hey, it's a win. That's what it all comes down to. It's a win.
If you can tell by my tone, I'm super thrilled. We split and took the series. John, you had an issue with passwords yesterday?
Yeah. I came into the studio here like I do every morning and going through my normal process. And for whatever reason yesterday, I couldn't remember my password. And I mean, this happens frequently to me. I can't remember something. And I then had to jump through the hoops. And here, if that happens, right, you have to have an extra app with the 2-factor authorization.
Yeah.
Well, because it's a little bit weird, and a couple of years ago I had to get a new phone. I couldn't get it working on my phone, but I could get it working on my iPad. Well, my iPad was back in the bullpen, and I was here in the studio. And so then I was trying to, you know, send the code to my iPad, but then it wouldn't come up on my iPad. It just became a whole thing, and I eventually got it done. I had to reset the password. And it's one of those things that in today's day and age, because we don't have bill pay, most people don't do the write a check and send it in the mail. You get your check, you know, you pay your bill. Mm-hmm. It's all done on apps or on websites. And every website has a password, which, okay, it's the world we live in. It's normal. But this is the complication, one of the complications of the world we live in. You can't use the same password for every login, or at least you're not supposed
to. You shouldn't.
And I guess the question is, how many people out there actually have multiple passwords, or how many people have the same password for every login?
I think most people are floating with a password with maybe a slight, they add a zero or a punctuation mark or something at the end.
But that's the hard part. Is if you do change, you put a hashtag at the end, or you put an at symbol at the end, or you do an exclamation point.
And you forget which one is
this. Which one did I do that here? And then you're trying all three, and then all of a sudden, you know, or however many attempts you get, then it says, your last attempt or the your login will be locked. And then you're like, well, okay, I guess I'll go through the hoops, which, okay, it sounds like a pain in the butt. It's not.
It doesn't take that long, but it's still annoying to have to do.
It's annoying to have to do it every time you try and log into something because you can't remember the password.
You just immediately default to forget password, yeah. Reset password.
And I know here's where the complication is on my end, because passwords can be remembered by your computer.
Mm.
You have the autofill.
Oh, but once you have told it to remember the password and then you change the password, well, it can no longer be counted on to fill the password.
Right. Or because you can't log into your computer, you got no access to your passwords. How do you remember all these damn things?
People can relate, I'm sure. 248-539-9797. So the two-factor authentication is what makes it so much worse.
It does.
And I get why it
unless you have the device sitting next to you, yeah, that you're going to authorize it.
Yeah.
Which most people do.
But one more hoop to jump through on top of the annoyance that it is. Ticket Texter says, I can't eat my breakfast now at the thought of Stoney dunking in the TP bowl.
Yeah, I know. We just ruined people's breakfast.
So when I meet Stoney, don't shake his hand. Got it.
I think that might have been the process before. That's where the fist bump, the elbow bump, all the things that we did, you know, in 2020. You know, the Bash Brothers, that's where that's got to play a part.
Bidet is the solution, gentlemen. Matt in Grand Rapids.
Somebody did say that. And my question is always, all right, what happens when your butt's wet?
You got to still dry it, right?
Yeah, but then somebody said that theirs has not only the heated seat, it's got the spritzer, but it has the blower.
Oh, so you're blowing up there.
Yeah, which kind of sounded nice.
John, in my
defense, in your backside,
yes.
Right.
In John's defense, my 2.5-year-old daughter takes her shirt off when using the bathroom. Signed, Shane.
There you go. Hey, on the mouth of babes.
You have the sense of humor as a toddler, so I guess it checks out.
Yeah,
Jim, you sound. Oh, this is. There are certain things.
Read,
you know,
please read. There's certain, Jim. You sound. I gotta know how that ends.
There's certain things you shouldn't say to somebody. Okay. And this may have crossed the line. This may be a Dennis Santana situation.
Oh, you're going to take a swing at the texter.
You tell me if it's justified. He goes, Jim, you sound like Rieger with this I got robbed of Scooble Skeens matchup. You're better than that, Mike and Fenton.
I agree with that. This is very Rieger-y.
Yeah.
You know, nobody called out Skeens. Why don't you say, give me him?
Well, Skeens could have, but he pitched the game where there was clean weather. Right?
Oh, he needs it nice.
Well, I think both pitchers want to be able to go the distance if they're going to go toe-to-toe. You don't want to have them both ejected third inning because of the weather.
Well, he only went six.
Let's just face it. Jim had a chance to see a sports dream yesterday, and he didn't get it. And now he's mad about it.
The baseball gods.
So now I'm throwing a temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm. Mother Nature.
248-539. Mother Nature tried to help. They assisted. They washed out Scooble Wednesday. They tried to wash him out Thursday morning.
I mean, all I have to say is like 2-3 words, and then it sets you off again.
Okay.
When Rieger goes into his mode, it gets exhausting. I have the same feeling already at 6:30 in the morning.
Okay. I promise you this is the last day we'll talk about it. Imagine this is ever going to...
Promise.
Well, I don't know. They do play in Pittsburgh later this season.
I mean, he put a picture of the weather forecast on Twitter yesterday, like at 10 o'clock or something like that.
It was my rain dance.
Yeah.
That's what I spent most of the day doing. Ben in Plymouth, real quick. You got password hacks, tricks? Ben, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
So, hey, what I would say, guys, is, and what I do, is you have your kind of standard password, but then what you do is for every website that you go to, you take the first, like, say, two letters or three letters and add that to the first part of your password. So you've got, like, a different password for each site.
But so if my password was Scooble Skeens, but I was trying to log into Odyssey, I would put like an AUD Scooble Skeens as my password. And then I'd remember
that's
that.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sure hackers love that.
Well, thanks, John. And I appreciate John telling me I'm brilliant because actually I went to Michigan State. So, hey, what do you think about that?
Hey, there's exception to every rule there. And you must, Ben, be the exception to that rule. That's a great hack, though.
We're going to talk about Tommy Pham and Dennis Santana and fan ejections coming up at 6:50. Coming up next, NFL bold predictions, 10 of them ahead of the season. It's 97.1.
Mm-hmm. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Way, way too early. Bold NFL predictions. These are courtesy of where?
NFL.com.
Perfect.
Okay. Jeffrey Chadiha, been covering the NFL for about 25 years. Jeffrey Chadiha, used to be a Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Good dude. I've met him. He's a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. All right. He comes swinging. All right. He goes right to the Super Bowl. The Bills will win the Super Bowl.
No. Most of these, if it's one or 31 other teams, I'm mostly going to take the field. I think this could be the year for Baltimore. They've addressed the defense. They've done some things that I believe will get this team to possibly win an AFC championship game. So, and then you throw in Eagles, throw in Lions, throw in a lot of other teams. I don't think that the Bills win. I think the Bills' curse continues.
Key for the Bills is getting home field throughout, fighting for that one seed. They get the NFC South this year in the crossover.
Yeah.
I like their chances.
John, can I put you on the spot? If you're doing bold predictions and you started with blank will win the Super Bowl, who would you say right now? Not holding you to it. This isn't your official
prediction. The Lions. You're such a. Can we get the Smarm alarm?
He is in
you
uniform.
Did it last year.
I'm gonna put on my Pittsburgh uniform and just take a swing at you. If I had to say right now, I'm gonna say, gosh, I don't know, because I know the other questions that are coming, and I don't want to pin myself into something that I don't.
You don't
want
to take.
Just name a team, John. Name a team. Eagles.
Repeat.
Chiefs.
We have to talk.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to say right now. I'm not in a position to say that right now.
Joe Burrow will be the MVP.
Yes. I do believe he will be. I mean, he could have been last year if they had any semblance of defense. And I know it shouldn't matter. You're right. But it's Joe Burrow with Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. They've taken another shot at solidifying that offensive line. If he can stay even a smidge, which is smaller than a lot of other things, but smidge of protection better, his numbers are going to be astronomical. We could see a record-breaking season by Joe Burrow this year.
So there's a fatigue factor with Lamar, right? And Allen just got the MVP last year. So, yeah, Burrow, why not?
The Eagles will be the first team to repeat as NFC East champs in 21 years.
No. I don't believe they will be. And don't ask me who's going to be the NFC champ
winner. Your blazer on.
Yeah. I mean, the Commanders would be, you know, they might not even win their division. The Commanders, and here's why you always have that Super Bowl hangover. And I don't know if the Eagles will have that or not, but a lot of what they do depends on Saquon Barkley staying healthy. And that was kind of always my apprehension last year when I was talking about them in the power surge is, can Saquon stay healthy? He hadn't through a large part of his career. There's always been a couple of games here and there. And I just don't know, because they use him in so many ways, I don't know that he can stay healthy enough for them to win the NFC East again.
I think he had 450 touches, give or take, last year, counting the postseason. That's ridiculous. They still have a line to pave the way. They're the favorites in the NFC, but I'd take the field.
I think that, no, this is the East.
Right. Oh, yeah. So the rest of the field, the other three teams. Yeah.
Are you
calling for the Giants?
Oh, I thought this was the NFC. Yeah, I'm calling for the Giants. Yeah. The Dart Experience.
No, I mean, it's really obviously the other two contenders are Dallas or Washington.
Yeah, Washington would be the one to pick. Yeah. Although sophomore slump for Jaden Daniels, I think we got to wait and see. They did beef up their offensive line. Yeah, you know what? I'd take the Commanders.
I think they will repeat. I actually think this might be the year where the Eagles defense, whoo. Jalen Carter really rounds into form. Young defense, man. Second, third years with a lot of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the boldest one on the list, I think. The Broncos will snap the Chiefs streak of 9 straight AFC West championships.
So they had a great defense last year, and it was a rookie quarterback. Now Bo Nix in his second year, they've beefed up some of the help around him, helping him out in the backfield, tight end position. I think they're a real threat to topple the Kansas City Chiefs division streak. Sure, I'll buy into the bold here.
I think they could be at risk of not winning the AFC West because the Chargers are better, the Broncos are going to be better. The Raiders, I don't think they pose much of a threat, but I do believe this is the year where the Chiefs aren't winning the AFC West, but I'm not ready to say it's because of the Broncos. It could be because of the Chargers.
Caleb Williams will throw for 4,500 yards and 35 touchdowns.
I don't see it.
No.
I think new offense, there's going to be some hiccups, and I don't see it with him. He holds the ball too long. I just rewiring him in one season to do something that's never happened in Bears history. No.
This would be the one where everybody jumps at and says yes, because they've addressed the offensive line. They're going to be much better up front. As a second-year guy in Ben Johnson's offense, there's a lot of people that believe, well, it's going to take a lot of pressure off of Caleb Williams. No, in that offense, there's going to be a lot of calls, a lot of reads, a lot of decisions by the quarterback pre- and post-snap. I don't know that – I'm not saying Caleb Williams won't eventually do this in a season.
Right.
I don't see him doing it in his sophomore season, and I know Colston Loveland's there. He's another tight end. They still got Komet. They've got the receivers, but no, I don't think that this happens.
Some perspective. Ben Johnson was here in Detroit, and Jared Goff topped 35 touchdowns one time. It was last year, and he barely did it. The idea that Caleb's going to flip the switch immediately, that's false.
And when was the last time the Bears had a 4,000-yard passer?
Zero.
Okay, yeah, right.
Never happened.
Well, that's eventually going to have to change. It's the 17 games and being a passing league at some point. All right, this one, I hope Mike Valeni's not listening. Daniel Jones will win Comeback Player of the Year.
God, if there's something that you could really hope for, this would be it. I hope that he is obviously for you know,
RFR,
station reasons.
For radio.
Yeah. But I don't know. They're going to give Anthony Richardson every chance in the world to be that quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. And I don't know that Daniel Jones will get enough opportunity to be the Comeback Player of the Year.
So I think Steichen, good coach, should be able to unlock somebody in that quarterback room. Richardson has not shown that he can be an accurate passer. I think there's a case Daniel Jones plays the majority of the games there. I don't think he'll win comeback player of the year. The odds right now have Aiden Hutchinson number one, yep, followed by Christian McCaffrey. You have a case for Trevor Lawrence. J.J. McCarthy is on this list. I know he didn't play last year, but he's coming off of coming back from an injury.
From an injury, yeah.
I don't think somebody that never played in an NFL game should be eligible for comeback player of the year. Okay. It's just kind of a
take it up with the odds makers.
I agree with you. He may have a great season. I'm not predicting he will, but if he does, what is he coming back from?
A serious season-ending injury?
Well, yeah, but
he never played.
He never played.
So you have to
play to come back from something.
Okay.
This one I think is ridiculous. Ashton Jeanty will run for 2,000 yards.
No.
No, come on.
No chance.
They're going to be trailing in a lot of games.
I don't get the hype with him. I just don't.
Well, I get the hype. This is way too much hype. I mean, look, what are they doing with their offensive line?
Yeah, they're shuffling some dudes around. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, Travis Hunter will be more impactful as a corner than a receiver. First season.
No, I think it's easier to play receiver out of the gate. I think they want to play him more at receiver. They traded up. Receiver is also the position to get you paid a little more money. I think receiver is where he excels at early.
I think he'll be more impactful as a corner. That's where he, in college, played the most. He's more ready at that position. And can he be very dynamic as a receiver? Yeah, but I also think that his opportunity as receiver, while they will use him at receiver, will be somewhat limited.
CeeDee Lamb will break the NFL record for receptions in a season.
Nope, he's going to share him with George Pickens.
He's got to catch a lot of balls. No, he's not breaking a record.
What are they doing at running back down there these days?
Javonte Williams, baby. Yeah. Jaden Blue.
All right, finally, Kirk Cousins will start for another team this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doesn't feel that bold.
Say who?
He's the number one trade guy if someone loses a starter, right?
Yes. And I mean, depending on what they could get back for him, they're going to wait as long as possible. But if Penix is their guy, are they going to let that amount of money sit on the bench and be a backup? But the problem is going to be who wants to take on that contract for Kirk Cousins.
Does Cleveland need a fifth quarterback?
Huh.
He could drive 102 miles an hour and get there today.
Wow. What happened?
Smarm alarm.
Day off. I'm recharged. Wow. Rejuvenated. Let's go, baby.
It's Friday, wow, not Monday.
I know. Kind of feels like a Monday. That is a list of bold predictions. It's 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch all your favorite sporting events is at Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. You got to make those plans now for football season because it's going to be here before you know it. You can catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for us, the sports fan. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The 1-1, swinging a little fly ball in the center. Will it drop? Yes, it will. A base hit. Cook dies, and it's by him. And that ball's heading all the way toward the track in center. All three will score. Baez, Meadows, and Jones. Riley Green stops at second. A little flare double. And the Tigers score three and take a 5-0 lead in the second.
Tigers took game one, lost game two in extra innings, 19 innings of baseball at Comerica Park yesterday. Throw in some rain, long day at the ballpark. And by the end of the night, tempers were flare. You had four fans ejected. You had a Pirates player swinging at fans. You had Tommy Pham pointing and getting fans tossed from the game. It was one of the plots of yesterday, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, he hurt my feelings.
So what was said and what took place, we don't actually know.
No.
Dennis Santana, you may have seen this video. It's gone viral. He's a Pirates reliever. He's warming up in the bullpen. He's apparently going back and forth with a fan. Fan is yelling at him. Maybe had a couple drinks, trash talking him. Who knows what was said. Santana swings and makes contact with a fan. After the game, Santana says he crossed the line. I wish he would tell us what line was crossed, because without it, I I don't know how I'm on his side. You can't be swinging at fans. John, you played professional sports. Can you let people into that world? Are fans yelling stuff at you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's here's the issue where I think he made his first misstep. And what the fan said does matter. I don't know what that was. So we don't have that part of the context of this interaction. You don't interact. You don't. If you're at home and somebody is talking about, hey, you know, you're in the bullpen and you've been there for 18 innings. Somebody says, you know, will you sign this autograph for my kid or something like that. Like those are the interactions that, yeah, okay, maybe it's awkward in the moment, but you go ahead and do it. But if somebody is heckling you, you don't interact. You don't respond. You just act like you don't even hear them. You zero in on what your job is. He's warming up at the time. That's what his sole focus should be on, not whatever somebody is screaming at him. You don't have that interaction. As soon as you do, that fan knows, I said something.
Got him.
That got him. And now I'm going to take it to the next level until I get a bigger reaction or until I get what he did is taking a swing at me. That's all the fans want is for you to react to them. If you don't react, eventually they'll just go away.
I mean, the video was picked up by Barstool, John Boy Media, so people may have seen this, and it was really spreading on social media yesterday during the hour rain delay before the Tigers got back at it. Here's the quote from Dennis Santana after the game. He said, "You guys know me and my temper," via an interpreter. "I'm a calm person. They just crossed the line a few times, and I would like to leave it at that." He said, "It doesn't justify my actions, but it was too much." What was said?
Right.
You know, clearly there's stuff that's over the line and not acceptable, and fans, there's a code of conduct. But if he's just razzing him?
Yeah.
I don't want to take the fan side because it's going to come out he said something horrific.
Right.
But on the surface, I'm looking at it thinking, hey, Dennis Santana, be a professional. And I'm sitting across from a guy who, John, you had to be a professional. Did fans yell things at you that you didn't like?
Oh, sure. I mean, okay, the rivalry in the NFL with the Washington football team is Dallas or anywhere you go. And especially with, you know, Dan Snyder owning the team at the time. Everybody wanted to take their shots and they would take shots at players. Like for me, it was always, you know, like somebody wanted to make a comment about my weight. Oh, ha ha, I'm fat. Okay, yeah. It's hard when you look like a Michelin man in your white jersey and your white pants, like, you know, I kind of nod at him like, yeah, you're not wrong. But that's like, they're going to do things like that.
Would they ever bring up like family? Like, would they, I mean, did they cross any lines to you, but you just couldn't?
At that time, I might agree with them. They never really would. And early in my career, like I didn't have kids at that time. Nobody ever brought up kids. Nobody ever brought up family. It was, you know, more just personal shots, something that they wanted to say to get a rise out of you. And then they would make comments about, because everybody knew I played at Michigan. They would make comments about Michigan, or, you know, especially at that time.
Half a title.
Yeah, half a title. Okay, yeah, that's that. People take shots at me now. I'm not going to swing at fans for that. But what's my reaction to that? Hey, we won all our games.
Yeah.
Nebraska won all their games. Like, there's a way to diffuse the situation. And even if your reaction is to just kind of chuckle, like, hey, I'm here, you're up there. I know you'd probably better to be here. So, you know, that's enough.
Yeah. Don't lower yourself to his level, or in this case, raise yourself up to the fans' level where they're sitting. Don't engage with them.
But it's also in the context, like, I don't know what this individual said.
Right, like if it was something racist.
Right.
Not okay.
Way over the line.
Not condoning that. Bad. Yeah. And Santana would even acknowledge, though, I still shouldn't swing on him, but that doesn't, the fan is not in the right if they're doing that stuff.
Yeah. And I was even next to guys who had, let's just say they had, you know, bunch of kids, bunch of different ladies. And, you know, people would take shots at them for that. And it would just be a chuckled, hey, did you hear that? You know, and we would laugh about it. Like you have to have thick skin and you just simply don't show a reaction.
When will fans realize? Remember the dude who got his ass whooped on the Palace floor? Swinging right hook from Jermaine O'Neal, Malice at the Palace, SMH. If it's not like the players were in the right at the Malice either.
There was a lot wrong.
There's a lot wrong.
Yeah.
Benetti's always talking about how great the mics are, the field mics are. Whatever that fan said is out there somewhere.
You would think it would be. You would have thought it would have surfaced by now. That's why, I mean, and I know it's late. There weren't a lot of people in that area. If you were there, if you have any context that you could add, we'd love to hear it. If you're that individual and you're listening.
And if you're sitting next to him.
Give us a call.
Texter says, Bleacher Creatures 1, Dennis Santana 0. Sticks and stones, Dennis. Sticks and stones. This guy says, when I hear cross the line, I immediately think it had to be racial or a threat. If that's the case, I'm honestly on the reliever's side here.
Sure. There's no question. But again, it's security standing right next to him. You point him out and let security handle it at that point.
Why doesn't Dennis Santana tell us that then?
Well, I don't know.
Because again, I want to be like, I want to know all the information before I take a side. And if he's not going to tell me what was said to cross the line, then I'm just going to default to don't assault fans. Don't hit fans. Keep your cool. Without the context of what is said, it's hard to be on his side. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to give us the context.
I know. We've talked about this, and I don't want to get the whole, you know, booing kids, all that stuff. You've talked about, hey, you'll boo fans. And again, this has had to be more than a boo.
Yeah.
But have you ever heckled a fan?
Or player?
A player?
No, I don't think I have. I'm not against it, though. I think as a fan, like some of that is part of the razzing that comes with going and being a visiting player at a packed ballpark, a passionate sports city. There is a line, though.
Yeah.
There absolutely is a line.
And there are a lot of people that they want to sit in the front row because they want to be able to interact with the players. And like, what's your goal? If you're a trash talker, if you're a heckler, what is your goal? What is your intent? Is it just to get in their head that you think you could have an impact on the game? So if he goes in, now he's thinking about that fan in section 134?
Honestly, I think you want an acknowledgement. I think you want him to look over and kind of smirk or they get bark right back and then you feel like I got to him a little bit.
That's my point. That's why as an athlete,
don't give him the win.
I don't react. Because as soon as I react, now they think, okay, well, that got his attention.
I got him on the hook.
I'm now have created interaction. And maybe that's all they're looking for.
The other incident, that fan got tossed, who was messing around the bullpen. Three Tiger fans also were tossed from behind home plate. And this was post-rain delay. Tommy Pham comes in as the pinch runner. He scores a controversial run. At the plate, AJ wasn't happy. AJ got tossed. Mm-hmm. It looked like they had to just go with what was called on the field. One angle looked like he was safe. One angle looked like he was out. Anyway, Pham's in the game, and he's about to come up for another at bat because they had a big inning. And he starts pointing at this fan or these fans behind home plate, like aggressively pointing to them.
Yeah.
To the point where security gets involved, and they get tossed from the game.
Yeah.
Now, Pham didn't swing at the net or get into it with them physically, but I have no idea what they said.
So when we were in the home plate club.
Yeah, we were over there.
Yeah, it was a great experience. And being there, seeing the pitchers, seeing the batters in the on deck, like you are super close. It's a great experience. And we had a guy sitting in the front row wearing a Rasheed Wallace
I remember
jersey. And he every time somebody was in the on deck circle, he was heckling them.
Yeah, he'd chat them. Yeah, chat them up and yeah.
And every once in a while, like one of the guys would snicker. Like he'd say something and then they would laugh. And
it's fine.
But so there was no issue. And I get 18 innings. Maybe it grates on you a little bit, but
so we don't know the lubrication of the alcohol that the fans may or may not have been drinking, the frustration that builds if you're a player on a long day where you have a delay and 19 innings and counting.
And trust me, as a player, as an athlete, what you are saying from the stands most of the time is not original.
You've heard it before.
Yeah, you've heard it before. And that's why every once in a while when you do get a snicker from a player, like one of the Manny Machado, I think I saw him one time in that game kind of laugh at something that you know, the wannabe Rasheed was talking about. And then you know, okay, well, maybe I came up with something new. Maybe he hadn't heard this one before. But that's the extent of it.
Two separate incidents yesterday in game 2 where fans were tossed. How far is too far? What's the line? It's 97-1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.